F.K. Gardner & Sons, or FKG, is more well known as a civil construction company. And while it has been associated with agriculture for the best part of three decades, its latest foray has caused quite a stir. It's just submitted a plan to the Toowoomba Regional Council to build a new abattoir and milk factory on a greenfield site at Charlton on the outskirts of town. The group manager of property development with FKG, Dallas Hunter, won't give much detail on the milk factory, but on the beef side of things says they're planning two shifts, killing 10,000 head of cattle per week when the facility is built. Now, just to give you an idea, according to its website, JBS Swift kills around 23,000 head per week at Dinmore near Brisbane, making it the largest plant in the southern hemisphere. So the 10,000 head being proposed is quite significant. Mr. Hunter, however, is tight-lipped about where they're going to get the cattle from.
Those arrangements we're not disclosing at this point. We have a number of arrangements in place for the supply of cattle, and most of the inquiry for beef at the moment is export, so that's most likely where it will go.
And how many jobs would this provide?
It will provide over 300 jobs, so it's a major incentive for the region.
The building itself, what would it have to contain? It's obviously going to be, modern, so I assume that some of the equipment will be very expensive.
It will be very expensive. It's the latest technology, so the facility will be fully enclosed. So it's not like a traditional meat processing facility where you've got a lot of external yards and settlement ponds and those sort of things. We're not doing that at all. Everything will be enclosed within the building. So it's a fairly large building, about 20,000 square metres.
When do you expect it might be complete, if it gets approved by council?
Probably early 2017.
Are there any environmental conditions or conditions you have to take into account when you're talking about a meat processing facility?
There are lots to consider, but they're reasonably standard in how they're dealt with. So most of the systems available today can deal with any odours or those sort of things, and we're proposing a fully closed wastewater treatment system, so there won't be any exposed settlement ponds or anything like that that normally create odours, so that will be fully enclosed. When you see modern facilities like this, they're actually just built in town, and it doesn't require any outside paddocks or any of those sort of things.
Dallas Hunter speaking with the host of ABC Southern Queensland Mornings, Belinda Sanders, earlier today. Another note about FKG, it is the biggest farming company on the Inner Darling Downs, as it owns and leases 29 properties, which amounts to 27,000 acres of farming in the Cecil Plains and Bongeen vicinity. Now, the processing plant proposal that's before council has in-principle support from the mayor of the Toowoomba region. Councillor Paul Antonio says it's just one of many multi-million dollar ag propositions he'll see.
We've been expecting a proposition of this kind to come to council. I believe that there will be many propositions come to this council over the next couple of years in relation to producing food. Remember that this is a very strong abattoir area. There's a lot of beef is actually finally prepared for the market here. With the advent of the airport, with the advent of the range crossing and with the possibility of the inland rail, it can only get better.
So are you saying there could be more abattoirs put forward in this region?
Well, I think there'll be more propositions coming our way in terms of preparing product for export. Toowoomba is ideally located. We'll become a serious logistics hub. Being a serious logistics hub, that no doubt attracts the kind of things that we're talking about.